So, as I talked about in Chapter 4B, I want to show you how to use the internet for doing your research. First, I want to show you one of the most amazing tools that I've discovered that helps me with my research, and that's something called Evernote. I would recommend that you download Evernote to your computer, create an Evernote account, and you can also download apps to your phone, to your iPad. It's really pretty amazing. But the most important thing for this process is the web clipper. Now, if you look at my browser right here, there's a little elephant. You can hardly see it, but there's a little elephant there. And when I click it, it will allow me to clip the article, to clip the page, or to clip the URL. Once I clip it, I can add keyword notes to it. I can add regular notes to it. So it makes, when I find a website that I'm going to want to get back to, it makes it really easy to track that. So before you start this process, I recommend creating an account with Evernote and downloading the web clipper. There's a web clipper for Firefox. There's a web clipper for Chrome. I'd be surprised if there wasn't a web clipper for Safari as well. Let's see. There's a Chrome extension. There's all different kinds. So Firefox and for other browsers, Safari, Firefox, Internet Explorer. So whatever browser you like to use, there's going to be an Evernote clipper for it. I'll show you how that might work for you. So that's the first thing I recommend is setting up an account with Evernote and downloading the app to your computer, and in particular the web clipper to your favorite browser. For me, my favorite browser is Firefox, so that's what I use. But I also have it loaded onto Chrome because I use Chrome quite a lot as well. Okay, so that's the first thing. Next thing is we're going to be doing search. I'm going to show you as if my niche, my chosen niche, were birding, bird watching. I started using this as an example, and so I figured I'd go with it. Now, I would recommend choosing a niche that you actually enjoy because you'll be spending a lot of time with these people. The first tool is Google. Google is your friend in this, and there are quite a few major searches that you can do with nothing else but Google for finding avenues into your niche. So, for example, let's say bird watching, the first thing we're going to look for are associations. So, first of all, there's 4,820,000 results, which is a good sign. So there's the American Birding Association, National Audubon Society, Birdwatching Conservation Association, popular U.S. birdwatching clubs and associations. This would be a useful thing to check out. And so then what you are going to want to do in the initial research, particularly when researching to figure out if you've got a niche that's useful, mostly what you're going to be doing is just tagging these, so going in and then clipping them with your web clipper. But then you want to spend a fair amount of time looking at them, reading them, possibly joining them, seeing if they have events or magazines that you might want to advertise or subscribe to. So there's all kinds of things. The next thing you might want to do is say bird watching in your local town. Well, I live in New Jersey, so let's say Birdwatching New Jersey. Well, there's New Jersey Audubon Society, Birdwatching New Jersey, places to go, New Jersey Birdwatching, birding.com. So there's a lot of birding happening in New Jersey, which means that there's a very likely possibility that I could get together and get involved in my niche locally, which is really good to know. Another place to search, by the way, if you were looking to find live events that you could participate, is meetup.com. Now, if you go to meetup.com and you sign up with your local zip code, then you could find a meetup group. And I'm just going to say they already know where I am, 5 miles of Frick, New Jersey. But then what I do is I search for bird watching. Oops, not warching. Watching. There aren't any bird watching meetups. Well, maybe there's bird meetups. Tell me when there are new birds about. Well, local wildlife. That's within 5 miles. So what if I want to do not within 5 miles, but within 50 miles, let's say. And let's say then we're doing bird within 50 miles. So there might be some that I could find that would be useful. You may find meetups in your area. Okay, let's go back to Google. So we looked for bird watching associations, New Jersey. So you would just fill in your niche name here and see if there's associations, if there's trade organizations. You never know what you're going to find with these searches. So let's look for listservs. Now, a listserv is what used to be the forums. It basically forums used to be email lists back, all of 5, 6 years ago before Web 2.0 became the thing. And there are still quite a few listservs that are primarily email listservs where you sign up and you get emails. And that's another way to find email lists that you can join and lurk on to learn more about your niche. But let's now look for the more Web 2.0 version, which is forum. Bird Forum, the net's largest birding community. Bird Watching Forum. Bird Watching Forum. Bird Watching Discussion Forum. Forums for Bird Watching Community. So there's NOLA.com Bird Watching Forum. There's a lot of them. So again, you would go in and you might pick a few that you would join and hang out, spend some time. Now, there is a tool called Ning, Ning, that is actually a forum building tool. So you could also do your keyword, your niche, and the word Ning, and you're going to see how this is community.ning.com. Some Ning forums are open, some Ning forums are closed, some are for pay, but it's another way to find forums. Because Ning is basically a social forum builder, and people who don't want to build it themselves will use Ning and pay $20 a month or whatever to create a forum. So another thing to search is blogs. Now, you could type in blogs here, but there's an even easier way to do it. Because in Google, if you click that More button, here's blogs. So now I'm doing bird watching. Well, let's get rid of that. And let's search bird watching blog homepages for bird watching. So these are blogs for birders. See, there's lots of them. Okay? You've heard of YouTube, right? YouTube is actually the second most popular search engine, next only to Google. And there's no accident, YouTube is owned by Google. But for example, you could watch bird watching. Now, why would you want to do this? Because you want to some degree, immerse yourself in your niche. And so getting to know them, spending some time watching videos that are aimed for them and usually made by bird watchers will give you some ideas, okay, for what is important to your niche and what they're about and where they're hanging out. You never know what you'll find on YouTube. By the way, if you're looking to learn any skill at all, the first place to go is YouTube. Very often you can find free YouTube videos that will teach you just about anything. So let's go back to Google. Let's look up bird watching easing. So here there's a whole bunch of easings focused on bird watching. And again, why is this interesting to you? Because you want to immerse yourself. You also want to see who else is marketing to these people to find if you have any competition from that is direct competition, as well as possible joint venture, possible sponsors who are also interested in reaching your niche market. And finally, you can also look for a magazine. You might want to subscribe or just go online and read their magazines for all the same reasons that I just talked about. Okay, so you could spend hours just with Google research, and I recommend it as the place to start. Let's look at another. So there's Yahoo Groups. Now, Yahoo Groups is another form of email listserv built on Yahoo. Now, you can go to groups.yahoo.com is how you find it. Then once you're here in the search bar for Find a Yahoo Group, put in your niche. And you will find 392 matches. Now, they're not always good matches, like Whiz Bang Chicken Pluckers is not necessarily the group you want, but birding, crows, birding, natural history, falcons, parrot plus, right? You can find plenty here. And I would recommend that, again, you spend time lurking. Some of them you have to actually apply. Others are public archives, so you can lurk there without applying. If you think it's a really good active group, see, it says latest activity 32 minutes ago, how many members, it gives you an idea of how active it is and the number of members. You may want to actually join some of the larger groups that are really active. If they're not active, they're not worth joining. Okay, so that's Yahoo Groups. Now, Google has the same thing. It's called Google Groups. Just like Yahoo Group is groups.yahoo.com, Google Groups is groups.google.com, and again, searcher groups, bird watching, and groups matching bird watching. There are a couple, and then you have posts, right? So again, these are places, 10 famous bird sanctuaries of India. You never know what you're going to find on these things. So that's Google Groups. Again, it's groups.google.com for Yahoo Groups. It's groups.yahoo.com. So that's the groups. Now, for forums also, you can go to bigboards.com, and that's big-boards.com. And you can search right here, or you can go into the forum search here, and again, search bird. I didn't have any luck finding bird watching, so I just went for bird and found a couple of things. So Big Boards is also a place for forums. It's a list of forums. Okay, and they track the most active message boards and forums on the web. And it's a great database for finding forums of your interest. Now, there's another forum aggregator called, and I actually discovered this through Big Boards, called boards.ie. And here's forums, right? And you can find all sorts of different forums here. So this is another place for forums. Okay, there's a great, and this is not the only aggregator, but you might want to just even Google blog aggregators or boards aggregators. Aggregators are basically sites that do nothing but tell you what sites are out there. So this topsite.com is a place that gives you the top 10 sites on the web about bird watching. All right. How about birding? Topsite.com is a great place to just kind of find the most active sites. There's also eZine, I think it's eZineUniverse.com. So there's also Technorati, which is a blog aggregator. And then again, you can search for blogs or posts, but searching for blogs, And so then you're going to find the blogs that talk about bird watching and birding. So this is just some of the ways that you can find your niche online and get a lot more information about them. Once you've spent some time getting to know your niche online, you also want to do research about keywords. Now, the best free tool I know of for keyword research is the Google AdWords keyword tool. Now, I can never remember what the address is, so if you just Google AdWords keyword, see? Keyword tool. It's right there. It comes right up the top. Okay, and that's a great way. The way to use this, if you don't create an AdWords account, you'll be able to use it once or twice and then it cuts you off and you don't get to see a lot of the really cool aspects of the keyword tool. So I recommend creating a Gmail account if you haven't yet. Gmail gives you all kinds of great tools like Google Alerts, which will search on any keyword you tell it to and send you reports. Signing up for a Google AdWords account doesn't commit you to spending any money. What it does do is give you access to the keyword tool. So you would sign up for a Google AdWords account and then log in. Once you're logged in, then you go to the keyword tool. The point of keywords is you want to use keywords in all of your activities on the internet, and you want to use keywords that your niche is searching for. So when you set up your Twitter and Facebook accounts in the bio, you want to use keywords that your niche is searching for. And to figure out what those keywords might be, besides going in and reading blog posts and reading the forums and looking, watching them and listening to them, which will give you some clues, you can also use the Google AdWords tool. You would type in and do search. Now, this is ad group ideas, but I would look, for your purposes, I would look under keyword ideas because one of the things it does is it takes your ideas and gives you lots of other ideas that are related to it. Now, what you want to be looking for are keywords where the competition is either low or medium. If the competition is really high, the likelihood of you ranking in an organic search using that keyword is fairly low. It means that there's a lot of people using that keyword. Because of the way we're doing this, it makes it harder for you. So you want a low to medium competition, and you want somewhere between 1,000 and 10,000 searches. And if you're really looking to build your local fans, you would particularly look for decent-sized local monthly searches. If there's only 91 local monthly searches and there's only 110 global monthly searches and it's a low competitive, this is not a good keyword for you. But a medium keyword with 2,400 searches and 720 local monthly searches, bird watching magazine, that could be a useful keyword. Well, how would you use that? What you might do is look over a handful of bird watching magazines and write a review of your favorite bird watching magazines and why they're your favorites. That could be a blog post that could be really useful. Okay, and then of course you point to that blog post with your Twitter feed and your Facebook feed. Okay, the word Autobahn is low competition, but look at how many searches. You're going to get lost. Not that you never want to use the word Autobahn, but it's not one that you'd spend a lot of time on. So you really want to look somewhere between 1,000 and 10,000. Really low ones. And interesting, this is birdwatching magazines. That was birdwatching magazine, singular. The thing to know about Google, of course, is that it's smart enough. If someone Googles bird watching magazines or bird watching magazine, it's going to come up. So high competition, but low numbers of searches, because people are most likely to do singular, not plural. Okay, so this is just some ideas of how to use keyword ideas and then how to implement them in your activity. You want to be organic with this. You don't want to be artificial. You don't want to use a lot of keywords just to use keywords, because Google is really smart and they will catch you out on that stuff. In the Part C, I will also create a similar video to this for social media, Twitter, and Facebook.